Sit comfortably, or even lie down. Relax your shoulders, relax your belly, relax your jaw. You're going to tune in with your energy and reclaim your beautiful, brilliant energy and release anybody or anything's energy that's not yours. It's time to come back home again and free yourself of anything that's pulling at your energy in any way. You can live best and serve best when you know where your energy begins and ends, and where other energy that's not yours begins and ends, and to know how to set it free. In setting it free, you set yourself free. You're going to start with a simple breathing pattern to bring you into quick heart coherence, mind and heart. And shift your brainwave patterns to a more relaxed state, a state where you're tuned in with your own divinity. You'll breathe in and out through your nose. If you would like, you can put your hand on your belly for a connection with your breath down below your belly button. And when you're ready, breathing in and out through your nose, you'll breathe in to the count of four. And then lightly hold your breath after that inhale for the count of four or even five. No straining. And then exhale to the count of six. Or even seven, slow exhale. And then hold your breath out for another four to six counts. Whatever's comfortable, no straining. You can think of a box if you like while you're doing this breath. It has four sides, and then you come back home again. When you're ready, you'll inhale through the nose and you'll keep it continuous from here out, but make it at a pattern, at a length that's easy for you. You're lengthening on the inhales and lengthening even more so on the exhales. So breathe in, one, two, three, four. Hold for one, two, three, four, five, and exhale for six to eight, nice and slow. And at the end of the exhale, hold for anywhere between four and eight counts, whatever's comfortable, before you can relax completely and let the life-giving breath flood back into your lungs, your belly, to the count of four. You'll hold for five, exhale for six to eight, and hold that breath out for a few counts. Before breathing back in through your nose. Now that you've found your rhythm, your pace, you'll continue on for a few breaths. If you'd like, you could put your other hand or move your hand to your heart as you're breathing and making that deep, beautiful connect with your heart, fully focused. Breathing in and out through your nose, life-giving breath. Breathing in this present moment. Starting your inhales to the count of four, holding for four or five, exhaling for six to eight. And then holding that breath out for four to six before you inhale once again. Each inhale fully returning home to you and your energy. And holding that in for a moment and really letting that energy permeate you. On your exhale, you're releasing out any of that energy that's not yours. And taking a brief moment to hold it out, creating a boundary. On your next inhale, see your beautiful, brilliant light and breathe it all in like you're reclaiming it from all the places that you might have left it. No need to know where you might have left it. Just those bits and pieces as if they're bits of stardust. And you're inviting them back home to that brilliant star of you as you breathe in and hold for a moment. And when you get to your exhales, just letting go of all the bits and fragments of energy. You might see them more as dust specks or little meteors that have attached onto you in places, and just breathe them out on the exhale and let them go back to their rightful home. Staying with that breath pattern and making it your own. Reclaiming your energy on your inhales and your holding in and releasing all the bits and fragments, people, places, things, collective energy, entities, anything that is not you. At the end of your next exhale, when you're sending that energy away, just anything that's lovingly releasing it, just like you're sort of washing out a garment of anything that is clogging it up or making it dirty, it's not bad. It's just not in its rightful place. Sending it out with love. And at the end of the exhale, where you're holding out for a few moments, hold that out at the very edge of a beautiful, brilliant bubble of your own energy that's around you. And just hold that out beyond your own energetic boundary. On your next inhalation, to that count of four, when you come to the top of the breath and you hold it for a moment, see that inner light, that bubble of your energy just really fill out all around you. And notice it does have edges. Beautiful, divine boundary of where your energy starts and stops. At the end of your exhale, when you're holding that breath out for just a few moments, notice the outer edges of your energy bubble, just strong and bright and brilliant and resilient. And having the slipperiness of Teflon, where things just slide off it that are unwanted. No strain, replenishing, reclaiming, releasing, coming back to your natural, brilliant, sensitive, intuitive, beautiful energy. And as you steep yourself, like you're steeping the most delicious, fragrant cup of tea, as you steep yourself once again in your own energy, really feel what it feels like to be in your energetic space, so that you are ever so clear when there's other energy in your space and whether you choose to have it in your space or you choose to release it. On your next exhalation, just fully letting go of anything else that may be in your field that's not yours. And then just come back to a normal inhale and exhale. It'll be slow and relaxed and delicious in and out through your nose. You've put yourself in a beautiful brain-heart coherence, relaxed into brainwave patterns that are nurturing, nourishing, very intuitive. Notice that your energy space is totally connected to the divine. You are a divine being. And if you'd like to intentionally strengthen or add to that connection, do that now, either by seeing your bubble bigger and brighter and connected to the divine in whatever way organically that comes about on a feeling or visual level for you, or you can intentionally see this beautiful cord that connects your energy field with the energy field of the divine, and just see that beautiful cord, rope, tether, ribbon, whatever comes to you, just see and feel how connected you are. The divine is always with you. Your energy is divine. Take another deep, full breath. And one more time, just check your energy field. And if you have anything or anyone that is lingering, something that's been hard for you to let go of, let's take a moment now to release that. If you don't, then you can do this last bit of cleanup, just as a general cleaning for anything that might be there, hanging on where you may not see it. So with that collective intention for anything else you may not have noticed in your field, or anything or anyone specific, I want to invite you to bring into your awareness and put an energy bubble out in front of you as if you were holding a flower in your hand at arm's length, right out in front of you. And that beautiful energy bubble, I want to invite you to connect directly to the divine with a beautiful cord, or if you're dealing with something that's very strong and attached, you might need have 3 or 4 strong ropes that come up, and connect them directly to the divine. however the divine shows up in your awareness, whether it's a light or something in space or nature or a feeling, whatever it might be. And on a big inhale, I want you to notice this energy in your field that is either specific or general. And I want to invite you to take it like you could just gather it up and put it in that bubble, in that sphere that's out in front of you. And breathe in and out as you're doing this. And if it's something really strong, it may take a few breaths. Each breath, you're just connecting with it. Each exhalation, you're pushing it out into that sphere in front of you. For a general cleaning, you're just breathing in and collecting whatever remnants you may or not be aware of. And then on the exhale, pushing them out into that sphere. Once you've filled it, you're going to use your breath on the exhales to completely release it, and like you're pushing it right back to the divine, for the divine to transform it, to deal with it, to take care of it in whatever way is appropriate. Almost like you're opening doors and just sort of pushing it out. There's no cords to you. You might even see or feel that the divine energy is sort of rolling it up, like a fishing pole, rolling that tether up and pulling it all the way in. Watch it disappear. It's not yours. The divine will take care of it. You're free. Rest in your energy. Notice once again your energetic boundary of your beautiful energy. And tune in to your heart. What's one inspired action I could take to support myself? To support myself in my energetic freedom. So I can stay sensitive, but I can also be protected. What's one inspired action I could take? And whatever that is, tune into when you're taking that action. Wrap your inner arms around yourself for loving yourself enough to do this and to take care of you. The world needs you more than ever, in your sensitive state, but clear, clean, and protected as well.